This is the Tani Talks sessions where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. We're now coming to Yom Kippur. At this time of year, we think about the idea of repentance. We think about the idea of what is going to happen this coming year. We reflect on how we did the past year, and we hope that we're going to do better this coming year. And when we come to the service, we come to the tefillos, we come to the prayers, we see that there are different topics, there are different aspects, and there are different elements that are involved. Of course, we talk about tshuva, we talk about, you know, repenting and trying to do better. And one of the major stories that comes to mind, one of the major stories that we approach in Mincha, especially on the day of Yom Kippur, is that of Yonah. And there are different reasons why Yonah comes up. They show how if non-Jews can do tshuva, we can do tshuva. They show how even when everything seems, you know, at a loss, we still can be able to come back and do better. And even if you try to run away from your remission, Hashem will find you, like Yonah tried to run away. And Yonah swallowed up, and Hashem could find you wherever you are. Different reasons, different aspects, and different elements. But sometimes we can feel like the whale. We could feel like a fish lost at sea. We could feel like that huge creature, not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to go about our life, not knowing where to place ourselves in our lives. And we have to realize that just as a whale swims and tries to find what it needs to eat, what it needs to get about, so too we need to find what we're supposed to do in this life, what we're supposed to do in this existence. Hashem, we should be zocha, Hashem gives us 120 years. What are you going to do with those 120 years? What are you going to accomplish? What are you going to try to fulfill? What are you going to try to make in this life? And we have to realize that when we are going about our life, we should utilize those talents, utilize any aspect that we have in this life and go about it. Sometimes we feel like we're at the sea and we don't know what to grab onto, we don't know what to accomplish, we don't know what to do. And oftentimes people don't follow their passion, they don't follow their purpose, they don't follow their talents and follow their capabilities, and that's a real shame. Because we need to make sure that we are capitalizing on what we're supposed to be here to do. We're supposed to capitalize on our existence. We are the only people that will be this person ever. Beforehand, there was no one like us. Right now, there's no one exactly like us. And in the future, there's not going to be anyone exactly like us. We have the ability to be our truest selves. After 120 years, Hashem is going to ask you different questions. And one of them was, were you the best version of yourself you could have been? Were you the best? My Hebrew name is Nasa Mordechai. Were you the best Nasa Mordechai you could have been? Were you a leader in a way? Were you able to give like you were supposed to give? Did you follow the examples of those people you were named after, especially the names from Tanakh? Mordechai, the hero of the Purim story. Nasan, who I believe is one of the heroes in the David story. He's a guiding light for David. He's a major prophet in the time. Were we able to follow and fulfill our purpose? We could have done X, Y, and Z. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you make that book? Why didn't you make the music? You were talented with the music. You're talented with the book. Why didn't you make the podcast? I gave you a voice. I gave you an ability. Why didn't you daven more? Why didn't you work with kids? You had a connection to kids. These are all things that I don't want Hashem to ask me after 120 years. These are all things I'm trying to pursue. I'm trying to fulfill in this lifetime. We should be zocha until 120 years. Don't be a whale that's lost at sea. Make sure that you are able to accomplish what you're supposed to in this life. You're supposed to take yourself, push yourself, do what you can to accomplish great things in this life. We need it to be a whale that's not lost at sea, but a whale that's following its destiny, the whale, following what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to accomplish in this lifetime. And even though it might seem at times that we lost the light, it might seem at times that it's bleak and it's dark and it's hard to follow, we need to make sure that we follow the message and understand it's never too late to do good. It's never too late to change course, and it's never too late to accomplish. That's what we're supposed to accomplish in this lifetime. How can you be a source of light to those around you? How can you be a guiding pillar of strength to those around you? And how can you be a role model to those around you? Yom Kippur comes around and we're supposed to analyze ourselves, analyze our lives. How did I do in the past year? What can I do better in the coming year? How can I ensure that I will make sure that I'm fully capable of bringing goodness to the world. I deserve another year. Hopefully, God willing, Hashem will grant me, my family, my friends and family, and my kids and my wife and all of us another year. We should say, and we should hope to be able to say that we deserve another year. Obviously, it's all up to Hashem. But we hope that we deserve enough years, that Mevas Mshana. We beg Hashem, please Hashem, give us another year. Please let us be deserving of another year, many more years, on Mevas Mshana. How can we utilize that time? How could we make sure to capitalize on that time, to do what we can with that time? So we think about the example of the whale in Yonah. We think about Yonah himself. He thought, which is also very interesting, you know, Yonah was a prophet. To be a prophet, you have to be a very high level. You have to be connected to Hashem on a high level. So how can you think you can run away from Hashem? It's always an enigma. It's always a question. How is that possible that he thought he could hide from Hashem? Hashem is everywhere. Maybe he felt like it was better to run than to relay the message to Tarshish, to Nineveh, because he knew they would accept it, and it was very condemning to his own Jewish people, which he ended up saying in the end, and he was very upset at it. But he felt like he can try to run from the mission, not running from Hashem, but run from the mission, and maybe he wouldn't have to be the bearer of that news. You know, he only says five words, Od Arba Im Yom V'Ninveh Nehapach, or whatever the actual verbiage is, but it was like literally five words. You know, 40 more days, Nineveh will be overturned, and they heed the message, they listen to the message, and they actually do. And the king, you know, puts on this clothing and gets everybody to do tshuva, and gets everybody to listen, which is interesting, because even in Jewish history, so many prophecies, so many kings did not listen to those prophets, and there was a lot of doom and destruction. If you read Malachim Aleph and Malachim Bet, very difficult passages, very difficult aspects to read about, to see and try to learn from. Not many good kings. There were few and far in between for Yisrael, and there were few and far in between for Yehuda too. But we see this allegory, we see this metaphor, we see this idea of this whale moving about, going about in the water. And we don't want to be that person that's lost at sea. We want to find the guiding light, we want to find the guiding principle, we want to find the guiding aspect of our life. Not a lost whale, but the whale, a good whale following in our purpose. And especially since October 7th, over a year ago now, almost to the day, we saw such difficult, barbaric, tragic, atrocious things, but a lot of people focus on the negative, focus on the loss. Of course, obviously there's such tragedy, you have to heal from it, but there is a way to focus on the good, focus on the light. Am Yisrael coming together as never before, the whole nation coming together as never before, the people of the land of Israel coming before, people standing up and defending the land, defending the people, doing beautiful things, doing great things, doing wonderful things, and moving forward to the destiny of the Jewish people, moving forward to the destiny of the land, and seeing how we have to eradicate our enemies, eradicate the terrorists, eradicate the barbarians, and hopefully look for good things and try to find good things, and hopefully having new, old leadership, God willing, coming in a few months, hopefully with Hashem's help. We should be zochem that the world turns back to normal, not evil, not bad, not terrible, and bringing a good world, a good leadership, bringing back, making America wonderful and terrific again, and making sure that we're going through. But in our own lives, in our own personal lives, we have to follow through and be that person navigating the waters, navigating our lives, and making sure we learn the lessons of Yom Kippur. We stand before Hashem, we ask and beg to deserve another year, and to deserve many more years than Mevas Mshana, to have parnasa, to have health for us, for our wives, for our kids, and for all of us, for all of Am Yisrael, begging for Mashiach to finally come, for the Beis Hamikdash to finally come, for Mashiach to come, and for the ultimate redemption, the ultimate Gula to come. We want it to be that we have wonderful things in the year ahead. We need to make sure to focus on how we can navigate ourselves, navigate our paths, and focus on how we could be true to ourselves, true to the Jewish people. So when we think of Yonah, we think the whale, we think of how we can be the whale, navigating our existence, navigating our surroundings, navigating our lives. Focus on finding those mitzvahs every single day. Focus on finding that chesed every single day. Focus on finding Torah learning every single day, making each day meaningful, making each day valued, making each moment of the day valued as well, and finding our purpose, finding our talents, and finding our capabilities to make sure that we do these things. After 120, they're going to ask, were you involved in business? Honestly, did you wait for Mashiach? Did you try to have kids? Did you learn every day? And one of the other questions is, did you stand up and really be the full force as much as you could be for your name's sake? Whatever your name was, we could follow our names, follow the passion, the power of the names that are special psukim that you could say at the end of Shemona Esrei every day. You could follow the pages. Mine are connected to my names just like everyone else's. Nun and Nun for Nasan, Ner Hashem, the Shema Sadom, Chafez, Kolchad, Revatan, the candle of Hashem that person seeks out and looks for it all day. And Mordechai Ma, Hafti Torah Secha, Kol Hayom, Hisi Chasi. I talk about your Torah all day, and I like to use it with my mouth, which I find is very, you know, interesting, because I'm very into podcasting all these years, using the voice, using the audio, using the recordings to do so, and it guides us to see what we're supposed to be involved in, using our voice, talking Torah, davening, singing, playing the guitar. Hashem gave me the beautiful talent to be able to make 45 songs over the years, put them and uploaded them to Tani Talks Music for everyone to hear, and I love davening for the Amid. In the past years, I was privileged to daven Shacharis for Yom Kippur, for the Amid, huge honor, and hopefully keep doing so in the future, and love davening for Shabbos and singing and laning in Haftorah, being involved in those things besides to the music, besides to the podcast, working with the kids, working on the book, working on different side projects, finding what I can do to be contributing to the world. We need to be that person finding our waters, finding our purpose, finding our existence, and navigating it the best we can as we come to Yom Kippur, and as we come to thinking about ourselves, thinking about how we could overturn any band last year, try to be better for this coming year. Obviously, Sheva Yupol Tzadik V'Kam, 7 times a person falls, we have to get up. They fall, get up, fall, get up, fall, get up. You got to keep getting up, try to stay with the good days. Even if there are bad days, keep trying to have a good day each day as much as possible. Follow through, try to do what you can to be that person, to be that whale, doing good things every single day in as many ways as possible. This has been the Tani Talks sessions, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.